This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met for 3 hours Saturday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We had a serious discussion, and we went down piece by piece and saw where each side is at.
President Trump has expressed willingness to extend the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit that expired Friday, but is balking at demands like food stamp increases, assistance to renters and homeowners, and aid for state and local governments.
We'll do halfway. Doesn't work when people need homes and need jobs and need housing.
Schumer says staff will continue working through the weekend, and more meetings are planned for Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias has weakened to a tropical storm after downing trees and knocking out power in the Bahamas on Saturday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Saturday afternoon the storm had maximum sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. However, the Hurricane Center said Isaias could strengthen back to full hurricane speed Saturday night into Sunday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said there is a voluntary evacuation for areas around Palm Beach, Florida. Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. This is VOA News. Mexico has become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, just behind the U.S. and Brazil. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It's as well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, 9 state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several thousand demonstrators gathered outside the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, as weeks of protest against him showed no signs of slowing. Saturday's demonstration in central Jerusalem, along with smaller gatherings in Tel Aviv and near Netanyahu's beach house in central Israel, was one of the largest turnouts in weeks of protests. Throughout the summer, thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets calling for Netanyahu to resign, protesting his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis and saying he should not remain in office while on trial for corruption charges. 2 U.S. astronauts based on the International Space Station on Saturday gave their farewells as they planned to return to Earth. SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule, aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Flight controllers are keeping close watch on Hurricane Isaias, which is expected to stick close to Florida's east coast. Bob Behnken says that his son and Hurley's son are really excited to get their fathers back, but they also want to get back a stuffed dinosaur that the team took on the mission.
For Jack and Theo, Tremor the Apatosaurus is headed home soon, and he'll be with your dads. You'll have to pick which one of us is your favorite.
This will be SpaceX's first splashdown with astronauts on board, ending a 2-month test flight that began May 30th at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, the first launch of a crew from the United States in nearly a decade. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.